بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. In the name of Allah, the most gracious, the most merciful. Today is the anniversary of the birth of the Holy Prophet. I congratulate you on this blessed day. Let us use this excellent opportunity to better understand the character of the Prophet. The Prophet of God, peace be upon him, is not only the perfect human, but the most perfect of perfect humans and the Imam of all perfect humans. He is the supreme and noblest manifestation and display of all the divine names in the world, having reflected the names and attributes of the Lord in the finest and most complete manner. For this reason, he can be considered the greatest manifestation of all truth and the greatest manifestation of the truth. At-tajalli al-a'zam. All moral virtues and perfections are gathered in the being of the Prophet, peace be upon him, to the highest degree. So much so that we can attribute every virtue to him. His character is of such a rank that God has described it as great, as in the Quran. Indeed, you are of a great moral character. His personality is the embodiment of the Quranic values. As it has been said, his character was the Quran. وَكَانَ خُلْقُهُ الْقُرْآنِ. The ethics of the Quran were completely realized in him. His morality is complete and whole, and he was sent to perfect and complete the morals of others and to bring noble morals to perfection. Among all the unparalleled virtues of the Prophet, peace be upon him, two attributes hold particular prominence and importance, one in his relationship with God and the other in his relationship with creation. In relation to God, the most prominent attribute of the Prophet is his servitude, ubudiyya. God in the Quran refers to him with the description, his servant, Abduhu. Servitude is the highest station a creation can attain. All other perfections are obtained through the light of servitude and bondage to God. The closer a being is to the station of servitude, the more they benefit from other perfections. Without servitude, no true virtue is realized. The Prophet, peace be upon him, is the servant of Allah. His pure obedient, his lover and beloved, and his true worshipper. Even his prophethood as a mission he received from God is due to his obedience and is itself an act of obedience to the divine command. In relation to creation, the distinguished attribute of the Prophet, peace be upon him, is his being a mercy to all the worlds, rahmatun lil alamin. He is the Prophet of mercy and the messenger of kindness, and this kindness of his is universal and all-encompassing. It includes all humans and even all creatures. He is the manifestation of God's all-encompassing and ever-merciful mercy, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. This outstanding attribute is, in fact, the product and result of that same station of servitude. Because he is the perfect servant of God, and because God is the most gracious and the most merciful, the Prophet, who is adorned with divine morals, is the complete manifestation of God's mercy. His mercy for all worlds is a reflection and fruit of that same servitude, and it is he who realized this divine attribute in the world. Thus, it can be said, the perfection of the Prophet, peace be upon him, has two aspects. In relation to God, he is servant, abd, and in relation to creation, he is rahmatun lil alamin, mercy to all worlds. It is fitting for us who are his ummah and his followers to ask ourselves, what shares do we have of his servitude, and his mercy? As Rumi says, the lion cub resembles the lion. What resemblance do you have to the Prophet? Shir ra bache hamimanat bedu, tu payambar ra che mimani begu. A follower of the Prophet strives to resemble him. As he himself said, the most similar of you to me are the best of you in character. Therefore, the hallmark of his true ummah is to possess these two attributes, servitude and mercy. Let us end our words with some passages from Hafiz. In beauty, character, and loyalty, none can our beloved's match ever be. In this claim, you can find no denial, you will agree. Though many beauty merchants with splendor have appeared, none to the charm and beauty of our beloved has neared. By the right of long companionship, no confidant so true as our beloved in faithful service ever knew. A thousand forms from the pen of creation arise, yet none to the heart-winning image of our beloved has won. A thousand coin in the market of the universe they bring, not one to the coin of our master sayer can ever cling. Let us recite the original Persian poems of Hafiz. به حسن و خلق و وفا کس به یار ما نرسد، تو را در این سخن انکار کار ما نرسد. اگرچه حسن فروشان به جلوه آمده اند، کسی به حسن و ملاحت به یار ما نرسد. به حق صحبت دیرین که هیچ محرم راز، به یار یک جهت حق گزار ما نرسد. هزار نقش براید ز کلک و سن و یکی به دلپذیری نقش نگار ما نرسد. هزار نقد به بازار کائنات آرند، یکی به سکه صاحب عیار ما نرسد.